The 76th Annual Emmy Awards honored TV's best last night. What a night it was.
It sure was. Joining us live, WTOP Entertainment editor, reporter, film critic. He does it all for us, Jason Fraley. Jay Fray, great to have you back. Let's start with best TV drama. It was a history-making night for FX's Shogun.
Oh, well, Sean and Brennan do it all for us, too.
I was going to say, yeah, you make Shogun, a great omelet.
Yes, it had already set, I believe, a record number of wins at the Creative Arts Emmys heading into this. And this just kept it going. I liked what co-creator Justin Marks said when he accepted the big prize at the end of the night. He said, quote, "You guys greenlit a very expensive subtitled Japanese period piece whose central climax revolves around a poetry competition." And he was talking about how it's sort of so far outside the box of, you know, when Hollywood's doing these, putting their safe bets on greenlighting stuff. And so it's so great to see a show that's sort of outside the box like that do so well. Hiroyuki Sanada won Best Actor Drama. The place went wild when he won. And then Anna Sawai became the first Asian performer to win Best Actress Drama. And it was cool hearing her thank her mom for teaching her, you know, the stoicism that she would apply to the role. So all in all, you know, it was a huge night for FX with Shogun.
And then on the comedy side, Jason, The Bear was considered by most, I'm guessing, the front runner with the most nominations ever, but...
Yes, but it was, yeah, I mean, it had the most, entering the night, the most comedy nominations ever for a show, which, you know, if anyone's been listening to these live shows when we've been doing this, I've always been saying genre gerrymandering is the term I invented, because you even had Eugene and Dan Levy, the host, make that joke at the top. They, you know, they were like, people might say, you know, The Bear isn't a comedy, but in the spirit of The Bear, we're not going to make any jokes about that. But, and early on in the night, if you're chronologically watching the Emmys, you know, early on, it looked like it was going to happen and I was going to have to protest. As you know, Eben Moss Backrack wins the first award of the night, and Abbott Elementary's Tyler James Williams did not seem very happy in the crowd when he. And then we have to watch Steve Martin and Martin Short, Only Murders, lose to Jeremy Allen White for Best Comedy Actor for The Bear. You know, so and again, a great performance, a great, you know, mopey, dramatic, you know, trying to avoid suicide kind of a performance, but it's not a comedy if you ask me. So anyway, I was really happy when Jean Smart won Best Actress later, and then Hacks finally took the top prize. Like an actual comedy show. And Jean Smart even took a dig at her network, HBO Max. She was like, and thanks to HBO, I mean Max, and she almost seemed to do that on purpose. It's kind of funny.
Best limited series. That was your favorite category this year, huh?
Well, just because it had the most, like from top to bottom, the most, the category had the most, like my favorite shows from this year, maybe because they're self-contained. So it's, you know, easier to grapple with. I don't know. But it was cool. I was great seeing Ripley win Best Directing for Steve Zaillian, you know, that black and white cinematography and some of those shot selection was just amazing. Amazing. The visual storytelling, that especially on that scene on the boat, was incredible. Jodie Foster won her first Emmy for acting in True Detective, Night Country. So there was another miniseries that was great. Lamorne Morris, I loved his win for Fargo. Fargo was fantastic this season. I loved him as Winnie the Bish in New Girl all those years. So it was adorable watching him win. But of course, Baby Reindeer was the big winner in that category. That won Best Limited Series. Such a great show. So creepy. Richard Gadd and Jessica Gunning both won. And I thought it was really cool that Kathy Bates, of all people, you know, we remember Misery, her Oscar win, which she was the one to introduce Gunning's win. I thought that was kind of fitting because Annie Wilkes and this character were both creepy. And we even got, you know, Gunning doing her, you know, she burst out in laughter during a joke during her acceptance speech. And it kind of brought that series right back. I was like, oh, there's that laugh. It creeped me out. But yeah, it was a great night all around. It was cool that they spread the love around, I thought.
Jason, thanks as always, man.
Absolutely. Keep doing everything.